Well, obviously, yesterday is not how we wanted to start our season. But today we get to look at the what and why things didn't go the way we wanted them to, and get a chance to make some corrections and move forward. We are working through that process now, watching tape with our guys, and I think it's been a good day's work with them that way in the weight room, and also looking at themselves offensively, defensively, and special teams. And I think we understand there's some improvement that we need to do. We had a lot of self-inflicted wounds, you know, on offense and defense, a little bit on special teams. But they're very fixable things. And we understand there's a process to it. And our guys are excited about the opportunity to get back out to practice and see if we can make do on some of those changes. Obviously, I'm sure you all have heard the news about Robert. It's really unfortunate because Robert worked extremely hard to put himself in position, one, to be our quarterback, to be one of the team leaders, and it's just very unfortunate. But please let me make it known, Robert didn't get hurt trying to run into a linebacker or DB as what happened. I think it was close to the end of the game where I think he broke out when I think it happened. That he could remember, I think he broke out and was trying to scramble and trying to get out of bounds. And I think Gary was blocking a defender, and the defender was really out of bounds. And he was trying to get there, and at the last second, he's being pushed in the back. And as he turned to go out of bounds, the guy was standing there, hit him right in the chest. So that's how that happened. It wasn't because he was trying to take on a defender, you know, during a scramble or anything like that. It was just very unfortunate. These things happen in football, and we'll move forward. No, because I really couldn't tell. You know, I couldn't tell how close it was to the side. I don't think it was bad. I don't think the guy was trying to hurt Robert, if that's what you're implying. I think the guy was out of bounds himself, and I think he reacted to here comes this player running at him at the last second. I think they both seen each other, and it was just a reaction. That's why Robert kind of ended up on top of him, and then they fell on top of each other. So I think, again, you know, it's football. Those things happen. It's unfortunate, but it does happen in this sport.
The quarterback has to protect the ball and protect himself. Mm-hmm. You're not looking at this play like that was like he messed up that second
ball. No, because I think he was trying to protect himself. I think he was truly heading out of bounds. And I think this is one of the times where it's unfortunate he didn't see the guy, and I don't think the guy seen him because Gary was blocking him at the last second. Here's this guy that pops up, and again, he's being pushed in the back as this is happening, probably lost control a little bit, but he was trying to do the right thing. There's no question in my mind about that.
Before he got to that point?
No, because I think his momentum was taking him out of bounds. You know, I think he was so close to the sideline that you would think you can run out and be okay. I don't think he saw the guy at all until the very last second.
I mean, before that, like you had said in preseason, sometimes more is not better.
Yeah, but if you head out of bounds, you head out of bounds, right? You would think you can get out of bounds. So
3 yards before?
No, it wasn't. That's why I said the player was out of bounds. If you see the play, you'll see it clearly that the guy was out of bounds when all of a sudden he tackled Robert.
Should he have been penalized for that? I mean, I understand that's not what the issue is. But, I mean, you can't be out of bounds and tackle the guy. Is that
yeah,
correct?
I mean, this guy was out of bounds. And you shouldn't be able to be out of bounds and tackle a guy. But I think the guy was trying. I think when he seen Robert, he was trying to get his momentum back in bounds. And I think Robert was trying to get out of bounds. And, again, Gary was blocking the player. And at the last second, this player appears. You know, it's like a block and you feel like you can get out of bounds right before this guy's about to touch you. But then all of a sudden you get pushed in the back. And now this guy's closer to you than you think. And, boom, you get tackled.
Hugh, is he out for the year?
No. I think he'll be designated for IR. We'll get an opportunity to see where he is 4 weeks from now. And then kind of go from there. But, it might be a little while before he's able to come back out and play.
So surgery could be possible, though, once they reevaluate
it? I don't know that. We won't know that until we reevaluate everything again. But I think there's a chance that hopefully it won't be that. But I don't think we'll know until we get opportunity to evaluate it again. Very. That's why you keep him here, you know. I said that to you guys a long time ago. I mean, I think you have to have quarterbacks on your football team that can play. And that's why we kept Josh here, because he knows how to play and he's been in this league. And understands our offense and what we're trying to accomplish. You know, it's unfortunate that this happened to Robert, but it is comforting to know that we have a guy that has played in NFL games and know how to manage games and play the game and play within our system.
Even knowing that it was hurt to some extent and the game virtually over, can you explain the importance of getting him back in the game when it could have been a fumble and he could have dove for it?
No, I think he wanted to be out there with his teammates. I don't think anybody knew to the extent of the injury. You know, sometimes, I mean, we're all tough guys. You know, we go out there and play, and we want to stay out there with our teammates and finish the game. And, again, that's a credit to Robert. And I don't think, you know, he did not want to be out there with his guys. And at the time, I don't think anybody, our medical staff is as good as anybody, and we would never put a player out there if there was a chance that there could be something serious. But at the time, I don't think it was anything. And if I'm not mistaken, we just handed the ball off the last times he was in the game. And finish the game. So I thought it was a good decision for him to be back out there with his teammates and finish the game.
How frustrating is it, though, that you wanted to get a good look at Robert this year? You wanted to develop him and hope he could turn into your long-term guy. Now he's going to miss at least 8 games.
Well, that's part of it. That's part of this business. You know, it's frustrating, but at the same time, I do get it. You know, I've always been part of the saying, next man up. You know, and it's real in this league, you know. It's unfortunate you have the injuries you do, but you got to be able to move on from them because nobody's going to feel sorry for us about it. So we have to move on to the next guy and keep going.
I know you have Kevin Hogan on the practice squad. With this, though, being what it is, will you look to possibly add another quarterback here for some more insurance?
We haven't had those discussions yet. We have two guys. We got Cody that's here, and we have Kevin that's here. So we'll look to our guys first, and then if we feel like we need to move on from there and find somebody, then we will. But right now, I think we're comfortable where we are, and we'll continue to have those discussions.
With Cody, do you think, I mean, he needs to be ready to be the backup, but I guess, you know, we saw him play a little bit in the preseason. Didn't seem like he was 100% ready to go then. What does he have to do to get ready? Because he's one snap away.
Got
to
practice. You know, again, I think, you know, the times you see him in preseason, he hadn't had an opportunity to have a lot of snaps in practice. Because normally the guys that played early in the preseason were the guys who were trying to somewhat get ready to play. So if it turns into that, we just got to get him some more reps than what he had before. So we'll cross that bridge as we go through this week.
Coach, would the offense change at all with McCown?
I'm sure there's bits and pieces that will. But at the same time, he's been here, you know, through OTAs, through training camp, and through the preseason. So I know what he's capable of doing, and we'll tailor things to him. But I don't think we got to just totally change our offense from what it's been.
When you went back and watched the fake punt on film, what went wrong?
I think what happened was, like I said, I take total responsibility for it. There were some guys that needed to be in the game, you know, a little sooner than what they were. And we didn't get that communicated properly throughout. And, again, I have the veto to say, okay, let's not do this. And I didn't call it off soon enough.
Were you man down?
Huh?
Were you man down?
No, we wasn't a man down. We had 11. It was just about making sure the other offensive players, they were coming off the field and they had to go back. Yeah, we had enough. It's just that I think they snuffed it out once our guys started to go back. And with Duke standing back there, you know, the time of surprise didn't happen the way it should have. And so they snuffed it out and made a great play.
The two touchdown passes that went through, what did you see? What went wrong on those?
Well, one of them, he made a tremendous throw, you know, the one with Tremont. Tremont was trying to play the guy with outside leverage. The guy kind of took leverage away and made a play. And then the other one with Joe, you know, again, I mean, it's the guy made a heck of a throw and the guy made a heck of a play. You know, I think our guys, obviously both of our players understand they need to stay on top. You know, it's a top-down deal. You don't want to get beat deep. So it's something we got to improve at.
Throughout OTAs, preseason and all of that, was RG showing signs of being everything that you thought he could be in terms of maybe your quarterback of the future?
One more time, Mary Kay, I'm sorry. No, he was. He had. I mean, he had improved. The one thing that's been an Achilles heel, you know, throughout the preseason has been our third down percentage. And it showed up again in our first game. So it's something that, to me, that has been an issue that I have to address because it's what's allowing our defense to stay out there quite a bit and allowing our offense not to stay on the field quite a bit. So we can't be 2 for 10 on third down. You know, we got to get better. And so, and that's when, you know, the quarterback and the receivers and the line's got to be at their best. And we haven't done that. So that's been a problem. And I have to, along with the offensive coaches, get that fixed.
I know you probably haven't thought this far ahead, but, I mean, if he's going to miss most of the season, potentially all of the season, and you guys are going to have two, potentially, or at least two first-round picks next year, I mean, does this kind of gum up the works in terms of trying to figure out whether or not you need to go that route?
Right. Well, I haven't. You said it best. I hadn't thought that far yet. I mean, there's Baltimore right around the corner here, and that's probably what's totally on my mind, and just making sure that our players grow from the experience that we had on Sunday. But I'm sure it'll be a conversation here pretty soon.
A few late in the fourth quarter, I think it was like around 2 minutes left, you had a couple of timeouts in your pocket. I know the Eagles were you know, moving the ball in close. Could you kind of just kind of take us through your
We're down by a ton of points. I forget exactly what it was. What was the final score? 29-10. So I think we're down by 19 points. And I think putting the offense back out there again in that situation when they were making a first down wasn't gonna, you know, serve anything at that particular point in time, in my opinion. So that's why I made the decision that I did.
There was a lot of talk yesterday and today about how well Carson Wentz played. And obviously, you guys had the chance. Was there any in the building, any second guessing?
No, we haven't. That's one thing I can tell you for sure hasn't happened. And he did. He played. He had a good game and a great game, if you guys want to term it that. And I respect that. I mean, he's a fine young man, and they had good coaches and good organization, and he's going to do well for him. But that was one game, you know, and he played well. So. Like I said, we'll look back and see where he is, you know, over a period of time. But the Browns have got to get better, you know, and that's what we got to do. We got to play better. And I think we all understand that.
You just from the fact that you've been a head coach once before and have had that under your belt, do you think that this may have rocked your world a little bit less than, you know, that if you were a first-time head coach?
Absolutely. Yeah, no, my world hadn't been rocked yet. It'd take a lot to rock my world this way. So, no, I mean, am I disappointed? Yeah, I'm disappointed for our players and for the organization, for the fans. I mean, we want to put a better product out there. I think our players want to play better. And my job is to help them play better. So I'm disappointed in that. But I'm not discouraged by any stretch of imagination. I'm not. Matter of fact, I'm more determined to get this fixed and to do better and have our players play better. And that's what I told them today. I'm more determined than ever before to get this right, because at the end of the day, that's what I came here for. And I said it before, I don't like losing. And at the same time, I know in order to win, you got to do the right things that give you a chance to win. And we haven't done that. So until we do that, you know, on a consistent basis, well, we have an opportunity to win. So that's what we're chasing. I'm sorry. He's been outstanding. I think he's been through a lot, so I think he gets it. You know, he understands it's some fortunate that it happened. He worked extremely hard, but he also understands that, you know, there's a bigger plan. Sometimes he's not in control of everything, and it was unfortunate that it happened. But I think he's seen enough situations and been in enough in this league to understand that things happen in due time. You know, and that you got to work through this and be prepared when the next opportunity comes.
Hey, not the punt, fake punt, but Sproles on that 40-yard return.
Uh-huh.
You guys are missing special teams players who were here last year and aren't. How big is a problem is that coverage?
We got to go cover. It's not about the guys that are not here. It's about the guys that are here. You know, the guys that are here got to get it done. They're here because we believe they can do the job, you know, and again, we're trying to recover one of the premier returners in all of pro football. And there was a time we had him hemmed in a couple of times and made some good plays. And there's a time we didn't. And those times that we didn't, we got to learn from that and not give that guy that kind of space to make that kind of play. So, again, we have guys that I think are very capable. We just got to do it better. You know, we got to do it better than what we've done it.
Sashi mentioned the other day, and we did ask you about this already the other day too, but Sashi talked about the fact that, you know, you guys – had planned to support Robert, you know, to build sort of the team around him, and that he was going to be somebody that you were going to develop over time and be your sort of a long-term venture. you think, I mean, does that all still hold true?
Well, I think Sasha made a statement, and I'm going to let that one stay there. I mean, I don't, right now, Mary Kay, I'm not even thinking about that, you know. It's unfortunate. Here's this news. This young man is going to be out a while. And I think what's important that for our football team is that we move forward, you know, and worry about the game that's coming up this week and this week of practice and trying to get ourselves ready to play a good Baltimore team that's coming into town.
With so many young players within that locker room, and, you know, some of them are on the offensive side of the ball, especially mm-hmm. the receiving corps. So how do you, in your staff, you know, make sure that those guys – don't allow that to suck a little wind out of their sails, losing their starting quarterback after 1 week?
Oh, I don't. That can't. This is pro football. That can't suck the wind out of your sails. I mean, you have to. You got to go, and whoever's playing quarterback for us, you got to get in sync with them real quickly. And that's the good part about Josh. He's been here. He's been around these guys, and he's helped mentor not just the quarterbacks but also the receivers. So he understands our rooms extremely well. So I feel very comfortable that he will. Get those guys to where they need to be and get them playing good.
How many more chances?
Two more, we're going to wrap.
How many more chances does Cameron Irving get to straighten out those snaps?
That's a good question. I don't know, you get too many chances to keep snapping over the quarterback's head, and I think he knows that. But it's unfortunate. It's something that can't happen in a game. It's embarrassing, and it's not right. But at the same time, I think for the negative that Cam did, he's doing some good things too. You know, I think early in the game, for the most part, our protection was flawless. I thought we blocked them better than even what I expected early in the game. That's a talented front, and I think we did some really good things. And I think as the game wore on, I think the anxiety and pressure wore on. And we got to get better that way. But Cam is he's working at it, I'm sure, and we're going to do everything we can to help fix that. Like I said, I don't want to coach the center, the quarterback snap, but if I got to take my jacket off and go down there and start coaching it, then I'm going to.
He's a big guy, you know, height-wise in that. But he was versatile in college and played a couple of different positions.
You go back and check when I was at Oakland, the guy that played center for me the first game of the year at Tennessee, his name was Jared Veldheer, and he's 6'8". Okay, so Al Davis thought he could be the center of the future, you know. So he played center the first game against Tennessee at 6'8". So I've had a tall center before for a moment, you know, but Cam can do it. I mean, again, it's unfortunate the snaps, you know, show up. Some he's got to correct. But at the same time, I'm disappointed in that, but I'm not down on the player. I mean, he's got to get that fixed. He's got to get it corrected. It will hurt our football team if it keeps happening. There's no doubt about that.
You lost the starting quarterback in 2011, relatively early in the season. What did you learn about that situation that you can apply?
I learned not to trade. Don't do that. Don't do that because they'll tell you did it. No, I learned a valuable lesson in that situation, but no, I was just having a little fun right there. But no, I learned that if the team's been around the guy who has a chance to be a quarterback, it's probably better off keeping the guy that you have there just because there's continuity. You know, the guys know what to expect from that player and how he's going to perform and what he's going to do. So that was the biggest teacher for me. But again, you know, this situation was different than that one. I hate to compare. But we have a very capable backup here, you know, and a guy that's played in the National Football League for a lot of years and knows how to play and understands the lay of the land here and what needs to be done. So I'm excited about that.